The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the bye, guys.
With Zach and Ian. It'll get your dick sucks.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is a very special multiracial version of Bye Guys today.
Yeah.
Ian Fidanche is out on the road, so I'm holding down the fort, and to my right, sitting in for Ian, we got Lamar Lee. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here, man. It means a lot. How you doing?
I'm all right. I haven't really been doing nothing. I've been hanging out with a girl lately, getting some Cuddle Supremes.
Yeah, mustache, no mustache.
No mustache, real ladies. All real ladies now. Yeah.
They're all real ladies, Lamar.
I mean,
I think Lamar, on the last time he was here, told us that, what was your father said? That girls with mustaches have the best pussy?
Oh, yeah. Girls with mustaches. Oh, I thought you were talking about trans. Because I also had sex with a trans lady for the first time.
Yeah, no. I'm aware, but...
That was multiple levels.
Yeah, I hold that statement near and dear now. And now I'm going to check every time. good to have you. Lumiere, you want to introduce our guests?
Yes. We have the very great guest. I met your next comedian. I'm sorry. I met your next guest. The next guest? I'm introducing like a host now.
Yeah,
like
you're a co-host, buddy. Right,
yeah. Okay. Sorry. I'll get back. Your next guest, you know, she's on the No Fly List podcast. She co-hosts the No Fly List podcast. It's Amama Sadar.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Hell yeah. How are you, Amama? Right, yeah. Yeah. I'm good. This is so fun. You're like Black Ian today.
Yeah. I hope I can get a good mustache as him.
Well, thank you very much. And our other guest, we got Dan Yang. How you doing today, my friend?
Thanks, man. No credits, nice and short.
Dan, what are you? You know what? Let's do plugs right up out of the way so we can get everybody checked out. Dan, you got a podcast, you got dates. What do you want people to check out, my friend?
I don't got shit. I'm on Twitter. Follow me at Real Dan Yang or Instagram Real Dan Yang. We are going to have a show coming up at Pine Box every Wednesday at 8:30, I think. 8?
Yep, 8:30.
Just show up. Doesn't matter. Who cares?
You didn't even tell the date. You were like, just every Wednesday. Show up on Wednesdays,
All right, fantastic. Amama, what do you want people to check out?
Honestly, No Fly List. We talk to a lot of black and brown people. Dan, stuff like
count.
That.
Dan, are you black or brown?
Man, whichever one gets me booked more.
Brown.
Yeah, what flavor of Asian are you?
Chinese.
Okay. Yeah. So that's not one of the flavors that when they smoke pot for the first time when they're 13, they turn black for 4 years. That's Korean.
Yeah. Chinese, we're just farmhands. We're the least artistic, but the most sturdy, I'd say.
Okay, I'll take it. Lemaire, what do you want people to check out, my good friend?
Please check out my podcast, Panties in the Mouth, with Nate Marshall and Andy Malafarina. It's a great podcast. We talk a lot of shit. And follow me at Lemaire Lee on all social medias.
Fan-fucking-tastic. Guys, you know where to find me. Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, Real Ass Podcast. Friday nights at midnight, Zach Miko's Midnight Spook Show. Saturday mornings, Catalyst Wrestling. If you're around this weekend, I will be at the Stress Factory in Bridgeport, Connecticut, featuring for Luis J. Gomez. And I got a bunch more dates coming up on the road. So just check me out on Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny. And let's get into today's show.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Zach, anybody ever ask you why your Instagram is Zach Is Not Funny? Because, dude, you're pretty funny.
It's actually, you know, I don't think I've ever been asked that. So I have a Cuban grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I had on Comedy Central, she would have two statements, or a question and a statement. No matter what comic was on, she would go, who is this guy? And I would go, he's a comedian. And she would go, he is no phony. So I always just carried it with me.
Yeah.
It was, he's no phony.
Yeah.
And then when I first started doing comedy,
this should
at
come
CB's
out?
Comedy Club, which was down the street from the Cellar, I heard a group of people talking about me, mm-hmm. not knowing I was the doorman. And they were going over the comics, and then when that big guy, he's just not funny. And that was like right around I made my Twitter, so yeah. That's a long time ago.
Okay,
I'm off Twitter a year and change now.
Okay. Oh, congratulations!
Very proud of myself.
Yeah, that's hard.
What spurred that change or decision?
I got kicked off for a month, and then decided to never come back.
I respect that.
Yeah.
It was some fucking blogger chick wrote an article about how South Park was responsible for the generation that elected Trump.
Okay.
Huh. And how, like, basically South Park made this apathetic version of young white men who would go on to become Trump supporters.
That's just like saying this thing existed at this time and then this other thing happened later. So yeah. Just caused that.
So I quote tweeted it and I used her name and I wrote, is a bitch, is a big fat bitch. It's the biggest bitch in the whole wide world.
Yeah. What a way to go out.
And I was told I was banned for a month and I was like, you know what? I don't want it back.
Yeah. So stick it to the man.
You know,
feel free.
It's pretty nice.
Okay.
It's luxurious to not think about Twitter.
Oh, it's great. Every day I wake up and I'm just in bed for like 2 hours just doing the scroll, you know?
Scrolling.
Oh, and nobody's like nice. Like,
no one is.
Instagram, there's a little more accountability. And I feel like people don't make burner instas as much.
Yeah. And there's like tits and stuff on Instagram, which is nice.
There are like tits. There's tits on Twitter.
I was going to say, there's like a whole porn thing on Twitter. Yeah.
I've dabbled in that, but then I'm like, I want to keep my porn life completely separate.
Oh, my friend, you need two accounts.
Oh, dude, I can't be getting like turned on randomly when I open my phone.
No, I mean, that's why you make two accounts. You're like, I'm all about business right now. And then you're like, I'm about
But like, no one's going to look at like what you're searching. So you can just like.
I can't do two accounts. I don't remember all the passwords. And I'm a simple man.
Well, I will say that as somebody in a long-term relationship, the worst is when your significant other begins getting suggested pages on Instagram from things you like a lot. And my wife will be like, why am I getting another naked clown girl?
She's like, it's for research.
Listen, you knew who I was. Okay. There was an episode of, I think it was like, Celebrity Rehab or one of those like celebrity marriage counseling things with DMX.
Nice.
And in counseling with his wife, DMX said, I loves pussy. You've known that since day one. I told you that to your face.
Man.
So I
that
saw
was in
that.
Vows.
Yeah. I saw that with my chick and I said, hey, honey, just so you know, I loves pussy, and now I need you to know that since days one. So anytime anything like that comes up, I go back to the I loves pussy defense.
I gotta like get that tattooed on my chest or something. It's
like you're not the only one. Just know.
Yeah. Though it is weird when I'll find out other dudes I know who like don't talk about it love like fat chicks on Instagram. And they reveal themselves pretty quick because it'll be like also liked by. I'm like, I had no idea, guy I met once.
But I feel like when you're liking that, you know, like your friends are going to see it. Maybe it's their way of being like, just so you know, I'm also
just throwing it out there.
Do you remember when Instagram used to have a thing where you can look at what everyone liked? That was chaotic because I would sometimes go and be like, I wonder what he likes.
Yeah.
And it was a mess.
It's still weird how like you can like still see that someone liked it. That's your friend. Like, you ever watch Dr. Pimple? I'm a Pimple Popper guy.
Oh, no, I hate that.
I watch some Pimple Popper videos like, oh, you guys are sick too? Like,
Dr. Pimple Popper I'm big on. I also like watching extreme teeth cleaning.
Yeah.
Whoa, wait, what's that?
Where people have like crazy plaque and they have like tools and water and shit and they have to like grind it off. And I also like people getting toenail surgery.
Damn. Oh, guys.
You just like people
so
getting shit off their body.
Yeah, I like anything that's really uncomfortable to watch.
Okay, you ever see
ingrown hairs? What?
Oh, ingrown hairs, I like
to. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like to pop other people's like
ingrown
hairs. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, and well, you nerds are just watching it. She's doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. No, I'm excelling. Yeah, as
I'm a voyeur. Yeah.
I wish I could do. I wish I could just go to my bro friends.
Like, I love. Dude, oh god, it's so
let me get right in there.
Also, because I know I could do it right and I'll get it out. But the satisfaction. Oh, it's so nice. I'm sorry. I just can't watch it, but I can do it. So if you guys ever need.
I feel like you're stealing Pimple Popper Valor, because I've known her for a while. I've never seen you pop or even ask to pop a pimple.
Well, I don't think I would. You would freak
out. Not me.
Out. Yeah.
I've never seen you ask anyway.
Yo, Dan, let me pop your pimple. That's not...
First of all, my skin is... I got that Asian glow. It's
you
clean.
Do. Yeah, but you do.
I've never seen you propose it to anyone glow. Else.
Do you have the Asian squat?
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
It's, I mean, I'm not going to do it. You know.
Only
you know.
Asian people can squat with their feet flat and sit like that, basically.
It's like Asian people and like trained gymnasts.
Yeah. With tomato, tomato.
Yeah, aren't you all gymnasts from like a really young age?
But yeah, only Asian. Like, you know, like when you see like behind a Chinese restaurant, an old man with a wispy mustache and a mole smoking, and they're always like either on a milk crate or they're doing the Asian squat.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
I remember as a kid in school, I would do it like on like the desk chair. And people would be like, what are you doing? I'm like, it's just comfortable for me.
Oh, like you were perched.
Yeah, yeah. I was gargoyling.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, don't cheat on my test.
Let me. There's something else on Instagram that I wanted to fucking add. Oh, do you have any other fetish? Do you explore fetishes on Instagram at all?
No, because, all right, I'm about to say a lot. I'm in a, okay. I like cum, you know, like I like ejects, so I can't, like, you can't get that on Instagram, you know?
I mean, it would explain the pimple popper thing.
Yeah.
So you're a cum guy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a cum guy.
Excessive amounts?
Oh. Yeah, like big cums. I'm a big cums guy. Yeah.
What like, about cum, like the travel or like just it sitting there? Or like
the rope's velocity, the placement.
You're like a physician.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
it's a lot. There's algorithms.
And a mathematician.
Yeah. 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 He was like E equals MC cum.
Ejaculate equals my cum. Yeah.
Every time you come, you're like, well, the arc actually for this one. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, so is it just compilations for you when you go on sites?
No, I like to, cause like I like to watch just sex and then the cum. I like to watch the build up.
I like to watch sex and cum.
No, cause yeah, I'm the only one.
Hey, write that down for a title. I like to watch sex and cum.
Like sorry. Like, you know, like sometimes you're like, it's a little, there's different, like, it's like, ooh, and then ooh. Sometimes it's just like a
wait,
girl,
what?
Like,
just some, let him go.
Sometimes it's like a girl in a black glove, and then it's sometimes it's a girl, you know, just like milking you.
See, all right, to yeah, me, yeah, milking infers from behind.
Yeah.
Is that something you're into? Or watching?
Recently. Recently, it's been new. And you're like, oh, maybe I want to be milked like a cow.
I don't think I have enough dick for that.
No?
Wait, is that the one where they're like on a table and they're like dick just holding through a hole?
Or well, there's that. Or sometime milking can be you're on all fours and the chick is behind you, reaches between your legs, and brings your dick back like a tail.
That's a thing?
Yeah, it's milking. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
Can your dick like stretch like that behind like, your...
I don't have like... I got a little bit. I got enough to jerk, but not like wild. You know, like,
that's all you need.
It's not gonna, yeah, enough. That's all I need.
Yeah, he's
that's
got enough to. He's not enough to like steer if he was underwater.
Yeah, yeah. You could grab me and like guide me through the water easy. Yeah,
that's all right. No, I'm a big handjob porn guy.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm in the handjob. I don't know what it is. I just like the. Like, I like to watch the cum splash on the woman. It's like, it's like, you know.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
God bless you, buddy.
So do you watch, like, those compilations, like, where it's just that?
No, because it's not enough action.
I feel, yeah, it's you need the context.
Much, yeah, yeah, yeah. You need the context. Yeah, yeah.
Do you get mad when it's... Are you like me and you get mad when it's fake cum?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's OG like, God damn it, I know that's not real cum, Aaliyah Janine.
Yeah.
Wait, really? How do you know?
Because it's too much.
And it's too white.
Oh, yeah.
And
shit,
the angle. The angle.
Yeah.
The angle's off. It's like
you can tell there's just somebody with like a squeeze thing.
I feel like you should get your PhD in
this. In cumology.
Yeah. I had no idea. I'm learning so much.
I'm
wow.
a doctor of cum sciences.
I'm gonna go home and watch a video and be like, whoa, that is clearly fake.
Yeah, you can tell. You could tell because like the camera's always like this way, like straight on. Like you're always looking from the side.
I just, yeah, I think if it's too much, maybe it's just like a real life thing. I kind of am like, oh my God. I have like OCD. I'm like, I have to clean this now. It's a lot.
Yeah, I would feel so cheated if I jerked off to fake cum. Right? Yeah, what is that?
So what are we doing this for?
Yeah, I'm commenting. I'm being mad. I'm thumbs down. Everything.
Yeah. No, I'd much rather watch like a JOI.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Take your time.
Yeah, that's I'm more of a domination kind of.
Okay.
It's I like watching fat girls fuck or watching skinny girls be like dominant, and because people are like, do you like watching like fat chicks dom? And I can't, even though I love chubby women. There's something about a dominatrix where they need to be in control, and it's like if you can't control your fork, you can't control me.
Yeah, you need some visual discipline. Dude, you're talking about JOIs. You ever hear of Kakiro?
No, tell me about
Kakiro.
That.
It's like on...
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Is it like you get the levels for not coming?
Yeah.
Hell
it's
yeah.
It's just a video where you like jerk off to the beat, and then like there's porn behind it, and it's like faster, and then slower. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're good.
Yeah.
I get the concept.
I'm realizing that I'm like so far behind on like what I watch. I'm like, you guys like watching gangbangs? Yeah.
I like
they all come
with,
at the same time. Yeah.
I like porn with games in it.
Oh, know? Red light, green light?
Yeah. The porn is red light, green light?
I've seen JOI videos where it's red light, green light.
What's a JOI?
Jerk off instructions.
Oh, okay, okay.
Oh, that's what they're talking to you. It's like, hey, you're jerking off.
Or, yeah.
Look at my ass. So you want to, you know.
Yeah, it's like the full Louis experience. It's like, yeah. That may be somebody else. Dude, when I found out about that, I just liked him more.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, we have the same thing? Phenomenal. And then I'm like, oh my God, so many women can destroy me. But yeah, no, there's one that's red light, green light. So it's like, you'll be jerking off and she'll be like, red light. And you gotta, hands out.
Wow, that's like a lot of discipline.
And she'll be like, you can come, red light. And it's like, whoa. Yeah.
I just feel like when I watch porn, I'm just like, I just want to get it done and then go on about my day. But this is like a whole like...
Oh, yeah. I want the adventure.
Yeah. Wow. I feel like I'm doing it wrong now.
As I'm an older gentleman, I'd rather take care of myself once than like pump out a few.
Enjoy the ride there, you know?
Now, I had a problem where I was just taking my time. It would take me like an hour and a half to like just finish
to get there or were you edging the whole time?
It was getting there. I was just watching, looking for too many videos.
Yeah, that's what I do. I need the perfect storyline.
it is
it's a thing, and I'm just like, well, like now, like I don't know what happened in the beginning, so I'm not in it. Like, yeah. So this is like what I'm like when I have sex too. I'm like, I need to know everything about you.
Yeah.
And then I'll come.
I once had to stop watching a porn because the girl coughed in the middle of it. And I was like, oh, she's not into this. Like, this is so obviously a gig. My other favorite thing, I love premature ejaculation videos.
They're funny.
So it'll be like a porn shoot where the guy accidentally comes too fast and the girl breaks character for a second and she's furious.
Oh.
And you see in her eyes, she's like, fuck, I gotta pay this babysitter another 2 hours to wait for this guy to have to come again. And she'll be like, yeah, I love it. And then he's like, hold on, I'm gonna come. She's like, what? And then he comes, and then she's furious. And then she's realized she can't waste the cum shot. Mm-hmm. So she's gotta pretend to like it, and then go back like, Jesus Christ, what time's lunch?
This asshole's unprofessional. He's popping early. Dickhead. No, like, porn stars were like oh man, I forgot what I was gonna say. I'm sorry, Zach.
Well, you're a Philly dude, right?
Yeah. There's no porn in Philly.
Well, actually, my buddy used to direct porn in Philly.
Oh, well.
And that's actually how I met Chris Cotton.
Was porn?
We PA'd for a commercial that the porn company also worked on.
Yeah.
That's
badass.
And they made my favorite genre, which is horror parody porn.
Yeah.
And they made it out of my buddy's loft space. and I remember the note from his neighbors the day after they shot like a 12-hour porn scene, which was, enough is enough. We can no longer tolerate your vampiric lifestyle.
Whoa.
Vampiric.
Yeah.
Was this like the first time he shot?
I think it was the first time they shot a full like hardcore scene.
I just wonder how many drafts they had before they landed on the word vampiric.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They really wanted to nail it there.
That was my buddy who I will not name, but he had another friend who I will name, my buddy Andy Straub. Andy Straub used to live in the loft space that this production house worked out of, and he lived in a tiny room behind the garbage. And he had a little door.
Yeah.
And you would have to move all the garbage cans.
Was he like a mouse?
And he was this little junkie dude.
Might as well have been a mouse.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
But he would bang chicks all the time. And he would walk up to girls at bars and go, "Hi, I'm Andy. I live behind garbage."
Honestly, I think that would work. I'd be like, wow, he's so honest. Yeah. Sure. I'd be like, he knows exactly what he is and where he's coming from.
And part of the reason those neighbors hated him was because his wall was against theirs. Mm. And it wasn't supposed to be a room people lived in. It was like a storage space.
Okay.
So they would just hear him banging girls all night and have constant fights with him.
Yeah.
But yeah, Andy Schrott, that was...
So this guy's fighting and fucking...
This guy's fighting
shed.
And fucking... And
behind a garbage living. Can. Yeah. Yeah. There's a pile of garbage. They're like, it smells like shit. Yeah.
He got arrested once and our other friend had to go pick up his bag from the police. And the police handed my friend back a bag with a crossbow, 3 bags of heroin, and a copy of Hitler's Mein Kampf.
Oh my God. That actually, it all kind of makes sense now.
That's like a very vampiric. Yeah.
Now you understand.
Yeah, yeah.
That is the bag of a man who would live in a shed.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Those are the things he needs.
Yeah, the two last times I went drinking with Andy, one time we were both so drunk we had to get the other one home. Mm. And we both saved the other one from wandering onto train tracks.
Nice.
But that was many years ago when we were both blackout, when I was a blackout drunk. And then the last time.
I thought you were going to say when we both were black.
The last time we were at Beauty Bar.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
And it was like right around Halloween. And there was a fight in the back room. And Andy came up to me, who I probably hadn't seen him in 2 years. He went missing at one point. I remember everybody posting, like we were posting on Facebook, like our friend's missing. And he just shows up at a party. And he shows up.
He probably
fight in the back. The cops come and he goes, "Hey, Zach, hold this for me." And he hands me a gun at Beauty Bar. And I just handed it right back to him. And I went to my best friend and I went, "Hey, Andy Straub's here." He goes, "Where?" I went, "He's got a gun." And he goes, "Let's go home."
Wait,
Andy Straub, wherever you are, I miss you, buddy.
Were you surprised he had a gun?
Yes and no.
Yeah, I feel like
it was a weird situation.
Yeah.
Have you ever been handed a gun in a scary situation?
Not in like a cop situation.
That's only happened to me a few times.
Yeah, a few.
Wait, yeah, where are you? Is it at Beauty Bar again? Every time you go?
No, I just tend to have an eclectic group of friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the whole reason the cops came, because I had other friends performing in the back, and one of them, it wasn't a comedy show, it was like a weird like sideshow thing, and one of them made a September 11th joke in his act, and there was this guy there that was all coked up. And he got mad and took the microphone.
He's like, "Hey, I love New York. I love it here."
And he took the microphone, and I saw 5 other guys from the sideshow all go for their knives.
Mm.
So I left to go get other people, and that's when I ran into Andy as the cops were coming.
Honestly, that's like the most exciting show at Beauty Bar that I've ever heard of. It's like way more fun.
Beauty Bar used to be pretty fun. I won't lie.
Every comedy show needs at least one gun.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep things interesting.
Yeah, especially if someone's like bombing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess, and Lemire, I don't know about your experience, but to me, coming up in comedy was like, I came up in like a Wild West situation. The club I was talking about, CB's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was fights every weekend.
Where was that?
What were you guys fighting about?
Oh, we weren't fighting.
It was crowds,
people skipping bills, like just... So picture where the cellar is.
Yeah.
Go down a block.
Yeah.
Where Greenwich is.
Okay.
the next corner over, that restaurant, the basement used to be a comedy club.
Okay. Yeah.
So I was a doorman there. So when people couldn't get, this is back when the cellar only had one room.
Yeah.
People would not get into the cellar. They would walk down the street and there would be like three different clubs barking people in.
Yep.
So they're already pissed.
So they're already pissed there. They're not going to get to see Modi.
I don't get to see a 7-hour Dave Chappelle drop in.
Yeah. And so they were already mad. And the shows were fun. I mean, it was a good booker. It was all people that now you actually would be like, wow, this is a great show.
Yeah.
So like, because this is 10 years ago now. So, but I'm like, it would be like, you know, Mark Norman, Sam Morrill, Dan Soder, that level. Like, but it was all when they were just first getting past the clubs. Schultz, shit like that. But people would just come in surly. That block, everyone's hammered all the time.
Yep.
So people were always loaded trying to get in, and then there would always be fight. My favorite fight was three lesbians versus two gay guys.
The age-old question, who wins that?
Yeah.
Not the cops. It was these three huge lesbians tried to skip out on their bill. Hmm. Not only did they skip out on their bill, they had the balls to get their dessert wrapped up to go. Hmm.
I like that. Yeah.
So the not the owner, but the booker who ran the room and his boyfriend came outside to confront them.
Two gays.
Big white guy, little Dominican guy.
Okay. Oh. Ooh, damn, that throws it for the loop. What's the race to the lesbian ladies?
two Hispanic, one black.
Oh, I'm trying to do the fight math. Oh my god. Yeah. Okay. Let's go.
Okay. Booker takes the girl's dessert and smushes it and throws it on the ground, and a fight begins.
Yeah. This sounds like the start of a porn. Yeah.
Smush dessert on the floor. Yamanika's screaming. Because Yamanika's sitting at one of the tables. Yamanika's trying to talk him down. Fight erupts, and I just hear my weave. And it's the best punch I have ever seen thrown. Little Dominican gay kid, grab this chick by the back of the hair. I just hear my weave. Tugs in the back, with one motion, punches her in the stomach. You know the old-timey videos of a guy getting hit with a cannonball where it goes like, it did that, and he dropped her in one shot.
What was the noise she made? She's like, ooh.
Yeah.
Wait, so did the cops come? Or
yeah.
Okay.
What did the other two lesbians do?
Run away.
No, it kind of got split up by me and a bunch of people.
Okay.
you'd be egging them on, right? Yeah, come on, guys.
Like, no, let them fight.
Well, there was just a fight that it was at the point where the cops were there every single, like the cops just knew me at that point because I worked the door there.
Yeah.
The one time, the most New York cop thing I've ever heard, there was a fight at the same club, couple skipped out on their bill, got in a fight with security, African-American couple, cops come, break it up.
American.
As the cops were leaving, I don't know if they knew I heard them. I think maybe they knew I heard them and wanted to test me. One cop looked at the other and said, "I told you tonight smelled like fried chicken."
That's a cop joke.
That is a very I'm not even surprised. Yeah. That's like exactly what cops do.
Yeah, cops came for that one. There's baseball bats.
That's like a radio code. Like, yeah, we got some fried chicken.
Yeah.
10-4 on fried chicken.
And then the worst night of the year, SantaCon.
Oh, I fucking hate SantaCon. I was like barking outside the pair when I first started, and I forgot about SantaCon, and I wanted to like kill every single fucking person.
What is SantaCon?
Oh, we got Philly boy.
Yeah.
Okay, so SantaCon is basically every frat boy in history.
Nice.
Comes to New York
from dresses, like Long Island, and Jersey, and like Westchester, basically,
and comes dressed in Santa Claus outfits or like elf outfits or what have you. And does a bar crawl starting at like 10 a.m. So that means by the time shows are happening,
they're fucking blasted.
They're the drunkest people alive.
Yeah.
and just fighting in the street.
Yep. Yeah. And they like want to like take the mic. I don't know why people have shows during SantaCon like at some of the bars, because they like will grab the mics. Like they will be like, I'm so fucking funny, let me go up on. It's just a mess.
I don't know. This is the thing a lot of you New Yorkers comics have been practicing for. You guys are in kumites now. You guys have been looking forward to this moment where the crowd goes wild. You should be fucking these dudes up.
What is a kumite?
It's a death fight.
Oh. Damn, I was like... Yeah, that one year at SantaCon, an elf pulled a baseball bat on us.
Mm-hmm.
And then my favorite, I got in a fight with a guy dressed as Rudolph. And then more Santas came. Thank God Mike Britt heard it, came upstairs and scared them all away.
Yeah.
By just being Mike Britt against three white guys.
Yeah.
And then Mike Britt saw me get in a fight with this guy, and it's my favorite Mike Britt quote. He looked at me and he goes, I have never seen a man call another man a cunt before. But no, bar crawl, it's the single, I mean, I don't want to say it should be illegal, because I've done bar crawls, but
they're awful. Especially in that area, it is just, it's too much. I feel like an old lady, but I hate everyone from Long Island. Maybe that's like the other, like, yeah, white dudes from Long Island, and then they come to New York City and they're like, we love the city, and it's like, no, you don't. You love the
I think any amateur holiday, if I was a bar, how much of their revenue could it be?
What do you mean by amateur holiday?
SantaCon, St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
Part of me says Halloween.
Halloween, yeah.
Black
Friday. Depending.
Yeah.
On the location and the clientele, how much is it worth what you make for what must get destroyed?
Yeah.
Because SantaCon can't be worth it.
Yeah, I was just trying to do my head, like bar math. Like I don't know how to run a business.
A lot of those places aren't clean in any way. Like, you've been in New York, this place is dirty. So, like, you know.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
I don't know. I feel like the times that I've been like at certain comedy clubs, like during like SantaCon, yes, it's like packed, but also it's like packed often, like in general, like on normal days. It's like you probably don't need.
I would imagine the higher tier clubs have a no Santa rule.
Absolutely, yeah. There's
and
no
it's
way.
The B room need to fill it up.
Yes, yeah. They're like, yeah,
but if it's
on
a
in.
Friday or Saturday, chances are it was going to be filled anyway, and you're just inviting an unfortunate element.
Yeah.
They're just telling the boxers out front, like, anyone in red and white, they can't come in. Yeah.
Hey, bye, guys, gals, and everything in between. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, say it with me now, Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that help men get stronger and longer-lasting erections. Guys, Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers all the same active and... Fucking... Cut that, sorry. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's chewable tablets help men achieve a harder and stronger erection to combat all forms of erectile dysfunction. Here's the deal. It's an online prescription service, so that means no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, because it ships right to your door in a discreet packaging. It's a simple process. You just sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. It's all done online with a licensed medical provider. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, go to BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And here's a special deal for our listeners. You get to try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code GUYS, G-U-Y-S, at checkout. All you pay is $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com with the promo code GUYS, G-U-Y-S, and you're going to receive your first month free, $5 shipping, and we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Let's get back into it. What's the drunkest you've ever seen somebody at a comedy show?
Cool. I did do a show, which I had no idea. It was like a bunch of cops, and a lot of my material was like very like I had like a joke about like anti-cop shit, but like I didn't realize they were all cops. But like one of them was just like, this fucking sucks, and they were hammered out of their mind. It was the first time I saw cops like beyond drunk, and they were like, one of them was like stumbling, but at the same time there was a dealer right outside like the pair, like there's one that just like hangs out there, and they kept being like watching him, being like, oh, we have our eyes on you, and it was like a weird like thing where I was like, should I like tell this dude to leave that they're all cops? But that was like one of the drunkest, I think, just because I wasn't expecting cops to be that fucked up. But then they were heckling me and I was like, no, I didn't realize I would have done a different joke.
Yeah, so I did I've worked a cop benefit too. Yeah.
They drink.
Yeah.
Which is, makes sense.
You get it. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to forget all those black guys you shot.
Eating all that fried chicken. You got to forget about it.
Drunkest crowd you've ever.
Man, I think there's one time, this is like really early on, like some mic, and one guy, it was like he lost his fantasy football league. So he was doing like, oh, I'm just, you know, the punishment is doing comedy. So like all his boys, it was a very SantaCon kind of vibe. It's like 40 of his boys rolled up and they're all like, you know, in like plaid shirts and like just getting shots for everybody. And of course he goes up and says nothing but crushes. But then they just like, for everyone else's set, were just, you know, being Santas, just being a group of Santas. But yeah, nothing too crazy. I haven't seen anyone like shit themselves or throw up or anything yet, but.
I've seen a lot.
I've seen, I think at the Pear, there's been like real, like, yeah, because like.
Yeah, same neighborhood. Exactly.
I've seen like those guys be like the absolute drunkest.
I
brought my cousin to a comedy show once, like, because he wanted to hang out. And I was like, yo, man, look, it's not going to be like a normal hangout. You're going to do a lot. And he was like, I'm fine. And we get there and then he's just tossing back. He had some mushrooms, I think. He was chilling. And then, like, after the show, it's, like, 12. I go outside. I see him. He's just sitting on the sidewalk. Just like, ooh. He throws up. I got to go tuck him into his Airbnb. It was, that's the drunkest. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen.
And it was my fault.
A guy rushed the stage, and Big J chokeslammed him through a table.
Ooh.
I was there when Jay got pulled off the stage at Soul Joles.
Yeah.
By the way, none of these things were Jay's fault. It's always whoever was right before Jay fucked with the crowd and then went, thank you, good night. And then that person was so drunk, they just went after the performer. And then, yeah, I'm fucking LOL.
What did that choke slam look like?
It looked perfect.
Yeah?
It was good.
Yeah.
It had four. Yeah, he. Jay was 3 days off carbs. And the guy was heckling him, and Jay went, hey, man, I haven't had carbs in 3 days. You got to stop. And the guy's like, your fat ass can't catch me. Oof. And rush the stage. And Jay just, put him right through a table.
I love that logic of, you can't catch me, so I'm coming to you.
Yeah.
He called him the most catchable way.
Yeah.
The hardest way to catch somebody. He caught him with a hand around the neck.
Yeah, it was one solid motion. It was pretty cool. I won't lie. And then LOL was fights constantly.
Yeah, I could see that, though.
Did you guys ever do that room?
I haven't, but I've heard so many stories about that room.
Yeah, me and Ian came up with that shit. And
fight to LOL?
Yeah, constantly.
Yeah.
Did you ever go through that?
No. We didn't. Well, in Philly, there's a famous fight recently. There's a guy, his name's Naeem Ali, and he got punched in the face by a dude in the audience at the end of a roast battle.
I saw that video.
Yeah,
why?
I can't reveal why.
Okay.
But this guy was.
It was a sucker punch, though.
Yeah, it was a sucker punch. Yeah, he punched him, and then Naeem got up and still was like fighting him, though, after. It was like nice. It was hot.
But it was like the audience member, like a joke he did against
it wasn't.
It was also hit.
Naeem was like, I got to be on my toes tonight. Yeah. Somebody might be out to get me. And this guy like came through. He like waited until the end.
Oh damn!
And then he like got him at the end.
Whoa!
Yeah, yeah. I can't reveal too much.
I want to ask questions. Yeah. I guess.
No. It was great. It was roast battle. I just told you everything. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll look it up.
Yeah.
It was a straight up sucker punch style.
Yeah.
And he ate it and got back up.
Got back up and then like hit him some more and then they fell. They broke a bunch of stuff. There was a guy with water bottles. It was wild.
Is this online?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I will definitely watch this one.
Not as embarrassing as the comic who I will not name that I was talking about on the show before, ran off the stage crying in the middle of one of his roast battles at the stand.
Oh, what?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'd rather get sucker punched.
Yeah, I
would. Any day.
Who was he going against?
I can't remember. You know, it was so bad, I couldn't remember the other person. I just remember the
person. Has he ever done it again?
No, definitely.
Is he still doing comedy?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, okay. I would have quit. I think that would have been my, like, I'd have been like, I'm so sorry, I can't.
When Roastmasters was in full swing at the stand, and it was like, everybody was like, going for it, that created a lot of people's like personas or it gave people mm-hmm. careers, and it also created a lot of activists. It created a lot of people that did good at that wound up doing better in comedy, and a lot of the people that bombed at Roastmasters wound up becoming like woke Brooklyn comics who all of a sudden realized how racist and misogynist New York comedy was. Yeah. All they had to do was suck dick at writing jokes.
Well, Dan and I went against each other and we were like, no, like, we're
it was perfect because it was just like just Muslim and Asian jokes, but it's like, you can't cancel me. I, you know, she's saying we're minorities or some shit.
But it was like one of those things where I did do a joke about like something about like a dog park and like Asians, and then like people were like, someone was like, oh, and I was like, seriously, here is where you're gonna be like, oh, I was like, I have permission from Dan.
I roasted Misha Han, another Asian comic, and I went first and I did like just jokes not about him being Asian, and then he did just Asian jokes, so I was like, okay, I didn't know, like, I thought it was like a water Pokemon versus water Pokemon thing. Yeah. I thought it wouldn't affect me. It was a lot of like self-inflicted damage. So I was like, all right, I'll flip the page. Yeah. And we just were just like spewing Asian hate at each other. Yeah. But we had a fight of the night.
Time to start reading these jokes right to left. What was my favorite? I wrote an Asian joke. I used to write for people all the time. And one I can't remember the name of the comic. It was whatever his name was. A lot of people won't get into comedy because they hear it's a dog-eat-dog world. He got into comedy because he said, you had me at eating dog.
That's great.
That was the best part. Yeah. See, I think the roast battle bubble burst with Trump.
Mm.
It stopped being fun to watch somebody who looks like me be mean to a person of color or a woman.
No, I think if you're a good writer and you're who was it, like Dina? When Dina was doing roast, she was fucking phenomenal.
But no, I'm saying it burst for me.
Oh, okay. Oh,
because
okay.
It no longer became fun to watch a big white guy do that kind of humor. Yeah. And I'm fine. I understand that that's just a climate thing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And I got everything I was going to get out of it anyway.
You
got
to try it again.
Yeah, I kind of want to. Part of me, because the Stand talked about it and they wanted me to battle Karen again.
Mm-hmm.
But me and Karen talked about it. I'm like, what more can we get from it?
You can make fun of her. Doesn't she have an OnlyFans?
Yeah, but I don't know what more. Like, I already had, like, you know, quote unquote, the viral video.
Okay, okay.
Like,
yeah.
I got a show out. Yeah. Like, we both got work out of it.
Yeah.
I don't feel like us battling again is going to have a
you're like
a tangible benefit.
You're like Khabib. Like, Khabib goes, you know, I got nothing left to prove.
Yeah,
it's time to retire from MMA.
Yeah, exactly. if just Khabib had lost a lot.
Do you have a? How long has it been since you guys battled? You guys should have a 10-year.
That would be fun.
Yeah,
it's been since the first tournament. The first, probably like 3 or 4 years now.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was just so. Did you guys get like super stressed when you wrote for Roast Battle?
Because I'm really competitive and I need to win. So I was just stressing out because I was like, I want this to be funny. I did not like that he won. and that was like a thing where like, you just like, oh, I won. And I'm like, oh, fuck that.
Oh, yeah. I definitely hold it over ahead.
Yeah, yeah. But like, I also like, I roasted like Andy and then Sean Gardini. Like really good. Like
my boys.
Yeah. And they were like so phenomenal. But I just like hate losing. Yeah. So I think that was like the stressful part where like it's fun, but a part of me inside is like, God damn it.
It's almost like you lost to the same guy twice.
I did basically. Well, no, I won against Andy.
Oh, okay,
lost against Sean because he's such a good writer. I think he called me the troll who lives under a halal cart. That like haunted me for like a day after. I was like, that was so good. Why didn't I think of
that's
that?
That's very funny.
Match with that the trash guy.
Yeah.
So I feel like the only time I got nervous is if I had to roast someone I didn't really know.
Because
then I'm like, I don't know. Like, I roasted this woman, and she kept telling me that she was, like, a bigger woman. So I wrote, like, big lady jokes. And then I saw her. It's like, oh, no, you're just, like, a normal-shaped hot girl. What the fuck? Like, none of my shit works now. So,
The worst for me was some guys that did my era of roast battle would refuse to give you information.
Yeah, it sucks.
They would be like, oh, don't joke about this. Don't joke about that. And, one person literally, like, I had like a fucking Word doc that I would send people that was like 2 pages of shit about me to write about, and somebody sent me back a sentence.
Oh, that's like, that's grimy.
Yeah.
They wrote back, most people go with the lanky Irishman thing.
That's
I feel like that Rose? Became part of the game was the how little information.
Yeah.
Okay, like the LA people are like that. The LA people won't give you jack shit.
And then you just have to call everyone like a pedophile or something.
Yeah, they play defense.
Oh, man, that sucks.
And that's no fun. Yeah.
No, I gave, like, there was only one dude who, like, I gave him everything. And then in response, something similar where he's like, well, like, you know, I'm a white dude from, like, here. And I was like, come on, man. Like, I gave you deep things. Like, you can, So
stop
being
an asshole.
Yeah.
You know, I'm of the belief that if you're battling somebody, and Mike Lawrence made this rule when we did it, if you're battling somebody, you have to go out for lunch with them.
I like that.
The week before and get to know each other.
And then figure out who pays. No, that's I was like, comics are so broke.
When I battled Evan Williams, we went out to a diner and we just told each other every sad thing that ever happened
in our
life.
Wait, that's actually really sweet. And then now you guys are friends, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. But I realized that to anyone walking by, it just looked like the world's worst first date. And that I was doing way out of my league. Yeah.
They're like, Zach must be rich or has a big dick.
Zach's killing it.
You both are like, yeah, my mom also died.
Yeah, you have a really wet pussy, Zach.
I miss the adrenaline of it. And I miss, like, I do miss the competition. Hmm. But I don't miss, like, the days of stress of writing. Yeah.
I think it always is like the day before. We're doing one not against each other, but against other people we know, like in August. And it's like, yeah, like I'll write like a few days before. But then a few days before, I'm like, why did I start right now? Like,
yeah.
I could have like,
It's like weird to think about another person for a week.
Dude, you're this person's just on your mind. You'll be in the shower just like, how is Michihan gay?
All right, let's look at some news stories. Lemaire, what do you want to do? Let's do this tortilla thing.
The tortilla one?
Is that cool by you?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Read the headlines to people.
Coronado High School Boys Division 4A stripped of regional championship after players threw tortillas at opposing team, which was from a largely Latino school. Oh. Hmm. Well, shit.
And listen, as rude as that is, Olote would have stained their uniforms. Let's hear more about this story. Natalie, you want to read it to us?
Okay.
Yeah. So the governing body for high school sports in California stripped the school of their championship after some of its players threw tortillas at the opposing team, which was from a largely Latino school. They lose their division championship. Quote, degrading and demeaning behavior.
And so it was the team, not the crowd, that threw them?
No, it was the team, the competing team against.
All right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I know there's like soccer teams that there was like a very dark member of the other team in South America, and the crowd would throw bananas at him.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean,
also not surprised.
I feel like every week I hear some story like that from like Europe, just like.
Yeah.
To be fair, this California team, they threw tortillas. So they threw tortillas instead of beans, so it would be easier for the other team's parents to clean up.
That's so fucked up.
I also feel like if you're going to throw like a racist food tortillas, like for how cheap they are and how many you get and how big they are, the disc is.
Yeah, that candy frisbee.
Yeah.
In all fairness, it sounds like a really fun racist food to throw.
I mean, bananas.
Well, you know what? Honestly, like if they like, because if you're going to throw racist food, I would love for someone to throw like a samosa at me so I can eat it later. That would be like the end goal. But yeah, the tortillas are
and like, aren't samosas like enclosed? So it'll hit the ground, you just brush it off. Like, thank you. Like, you know?
Well, you got to eat the dough. It's like,
throwing
you
like racist food. They throw rice at weddings, which I was like, I didn't get that. What was that all about?
Wait,
at white people weddings, they throw rice, right?
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I don't why? Know.
To be racist.
Zach, why do your people?
they've changed that now to, they try to do bubbles.
They jump the broom.
Bubbles?
Like they blow bubbles or anything else because rice fucks up birds.
Mm. Mm.
Oh.
Like birds come and eat it and it fucks them up.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Damn. I don't know.
It sounds weird.
I don't know. It's a thing. I've seen people throw rice before, but I think they're trying to change that to like other shit.
I feel like it's racist if it's cooked rice.
Then it's mounds,
especially like specifically cooked rice to like a region. You have like Asian rice, Pakistani rice.
Yeah.
Is there a more fun thing to throw than the tortilla just because of the discus?
Yeah.
The only other person I've seen do that was the wrestler Jeff Jarrett when he wrestled in Mexico, got drunk and threw tortillas at the crowd.
Because he's a fucking, because he's the man. They're pretty easy to throw.
Paper towels, you
said? At Puerto Ricans.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that whole thing.
Yeah.
My wife's best friend married a Hispanic guy and told the most I have a Spanish kid story I've ever heard, which was her daughter threw a tantrum and would not stop crying because she wouldn't let her drink the Fabuloso.
Oh, what?
That is the most I married a Spanish guy had his story, had his baby story I've ever heard in my life. All right. So, yeah, if it was the team, of course, that's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
You have to know at this day and age you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess my official stance on that story is it's bad.
Don't do it. Yeah.
The other team, like, why did the team got together and did it? Why didn't they make the crowd do it?
Yeah.
I feel like they still would have got stripped if it was the crowd.
I mean, like, go all out if you're going to get stripped. Like, go
I wonder whose idea it is or was, and now that person, they're like, oh no,
it was the captain.
Yeah.
He was like, we're going to stick tortillas in our helmets.
I don't know. I'm German and Italian, so I guess you would either throw hard pretzels or meatballs, and I would be thrilled with both those things.
All good things, yeah.
I think all those things.
Some mustard, just
all those things sound excellent.
Yeah.
They're also making the team take a sportsmanship workshop before being allowed to host any postseason contests, which I think should be fun for them.
Gay? No.
Also, though, like, you know, like, all that's going to come about that, like, next year they'll be like, all right, we won't throw tortillas. Yeah. This time we'll throw, I don't know, like, tacos. Like, some other.
Well, all that's going to happen is now this other team for an entire year is going,
yeah, like, that's
how far before down, how which food item does it turn from racist to appreciation for their culture? Like, they throw something like,
again, anything I can eat, because I don't want to like go home and like make things have it made and then throw. Like, I would love if someone was like, here's some like chicken tikka masala, I'd be like, oh my god, it's gross, but I'll fucking.
I think if it's like, if it's two or more ingredients, then it's like, here's just your groceries,
yeah, yeah. But like throw some cheese, like things that I can like take home.
Yeah.
We should start doing that at comedy shows. Just racist food item.
Yeah. Boo, watermelon. Take your guess.
What do you throw at Jews? Knishes?
Deli sandwiches.
Oh. No. Their goofy flatbread.
Matzah.
That's also got matzah, a kind of a discus thing.
Challah.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. I was just thinking, you're saying like throwing watermelon. Like, think of how devoted to racism you have to be to like carry a watermelon.
Yeah, everyone knows what you're doing. There's no subtlety of carrying a watermelon with you all day. Like, I know you're going to throw that.
I feel like some of these California kids are definitely devoted to racism that way. Yeah. They'll do it.
Yeah. Take a watermelon to school?
Can't hear you. I got you, buddy. Don't worry. I got you. Daddy's here.
Thank you, Daddy Zach. I'm sorry.
Yeah, carry that watermelon like a little baby all day.
Yeah.
It's for a project.
It's in your locker. Like, I can't wait till school closes.
All right, let's look at this one. Man found with cocaine between buttocks told police someone else must have put it there. Let's hear about this story.
A judge has described as bizarre an explanation put forward by a convicted drugs offender that a bag containing cocaine that was found between his buttocks had been put there by someone else without his knowledge. Declan Butcher from Glen Mill Park in Limavady appeared before the court yesterday, charged with breaching previously imposed bail conditions by possessing drugs.
I thought that was like the website. I was like, the website's reading to us? Wow.
I'm also like, is in between buttocks? Is that's like not in the asshole. That's just like pinching it between your
cheeks.
My man is thick, dude.
Now that's what. So here's the thing. Depending on how fat this guy is, I might believe him.
Well, it's Declan Butcher. We can maybe his like, name's up there. We can.
It's a fat name, Declan Butcher. Yeah. That is a fat British name.
He was British?
It sounds British. Where was he?
Lindenberry.
Limavady. I would say Scotland, the UK,
Romania.
Somewhere.
Okay. Glenmill Park. It's a fat UK name.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have cocaine in my butt. Yeah. Else
Declan Butcher. Yeah.
I believe him.
Wait, did they say how much put cocaine?
It there? Yeah, how much? What, yeah, did it say much? How much was? Now we're trying yeah. to do the coke math.
It doesn't say how much cocaine, only that they chased him into a toilet. Excuse me.
Nice.
And after he came out, it was just magically there.
You got to throw it under the tank.
He's from Ireland, by the way.
See, you know what? He got greedy.
Yeah.
Because he could have dumped it out in the water. Or he could have put it under the tank and just accepted the fact that he lost his coke.
No, he wanted it.
But he wanted to. Yeah. He wanted to save what he had. Yeah. He got Declan Butcher. You got greedy.
That is the actions of a man that's like, if I've walked around with coke in my ass, yeah. I'm going down with it, man.
He probably walked out for like 2 minutes. He's like, I got those fucking cops, and the cops are still in the stall. He's like, oh, you guys found my coke. Like, that's a stupid idiot guy.
I see, Declan, there's always more. That's the thing. People, it's like you gotta take the hit.
Yeah.
My friend's dad got arrested for coke when I was in high school. And I think it was a brilliant maneuver done wrong. It was winter and he threw it in snow. I really admire the thought process. Yeah. But you just gotta open the bag and dump it. Yeah. You gotta dump it. You can't throw it.
Oh, like you just had like the bag in the snow.
Yeah, hoping that they wouldn't see it.
That's actually really great.
Did he bury it or did he just like?
I think he tried to throw it in the snow and kick snow on it. But you gotta dump it.
It was probably like just barely any snow. And he was like, it's a camouflage.
To be fair, if I did that, I would feel so smart and be like, they're never finding it. Dude. But
yeah.
I guess, well, I mean, was it wrapped in like brown tape or something? Yeah. That would change it.
No, I think it was in like a regular coke bag.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's like the thing about coke addicts. They don't have any follow through. They like have the idea, they start doing it, and they're like, eh, that's good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like too hyped. Like every idea is like a good idea. So for him, he was like, hell yeah. Yeah. No one's going to find it. Yeah.
White snow? White powder?
Yep.
I'm a genius.
Yeah. It's just like cokehead art of war.
Yeah.
No one's ever thought of this.
All right, guys. We got a little game we're going to play before we get out of here called Shirtless Girthless. And we are going to look at some pictures of people with penises. We don't want to say men or women because we're a very progressive show. Mm-hmm. And we are going to guess based on their midsection torso area, their junk will be cropped.
Okay.
And we are going to guess based on this picture. Do they have a big dick? Is it hard? And is it cut or uncut?
Size and cut or uncut.
Yep.
So excited.
Size, hardness, cut.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll go around the table, keep a little score. There's no technical prize, but just know that you know dicks. So this is Shirtless Girthless. Alex, are we about ready? All right. So let's look at this hunk first. We have got a white boy with a very nice abdominal section, tiny little nipples.
Is that six packs?
I would say maybe an 8-pack.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Whoa, whoa.
I feel like he's packing. I don't know why.
Absolutely not.
He's got the V-shaped, a.k.a. cum gutters. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to start with LeMaire.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go uncircumcised shorty. It's like a little Vienna sausage.
Hard or not hard?
Ooh, soft.
Okay, I'm going.
No, hard. Look at that face. He's struggling. Look at that. He's trying not to poop hard. Hard for sure.
Does he have three Adam's apples?
Yeah.
I am going to go medium, but pretty full in the middle.
Okay.
I am going to go uncut, and I am going to go soft, but fluffed.
Wow. Okay.
How can you tell if he's fluffed?
You can tell.
Yeah, okay.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to go uncut. I don't think he's that big. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say small and thick and definitely hard.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
I think to me, it's his like facial expression and like his pose. I feel like he's got this like, this old thing.
No, he's clenching his butt cheeks to get as much girth as much as he can. Like as much like length as he can, not girth.
I interpret it as like I'm just hanging out here. I'm going to go...
I'm just here in my mom's garden with my cock out.
It looks like he's going...
I'm going to go like large, not extra large, like big.
Okay.
Maybe like 50% chubs.
Okay.
And yeah, this guy's fun for sure.
That's also the ratio of this podcast right now. All right. So do you guys have all that? You guys good? All right. Let's see this guy's cock.
Wait. That's
oh, like, you got to have, we can't see.
Oh, no.
You guys are going to have to bring it up a little.
Damn, that means it's big.
I got so excited. I like got up and I was like, let me see.
Yeah, look at our TV and look what we can see. There we go. Oh, wow.
Oh,
yeah, okay.
A, all right.
I will say, uncut, which I don't think any of us called.
I did.
That's
I
wild. Did. Really?
I called. All right,
so that's one for LeMann.
Let's go.
And how uncut? Wow.
Wait, did I say? No.
Yeah, it looks like a tie.
okay, technically not hard. But there's some blood flow in that thing.
Yeah. I think you so were right with fluff. A little
that's
fluff.
Fluff.
Yeah. Definitely a little
and
fluff.
And you know what? That's a good sized dick.
It is.
Yeah. That's a good one. So how did we do? Trial by fires for our new engineers.
We're all pretty close. So Mama, you were the only one that was off.
Mm. Oh, dude.
Damn.
Yeah, of course the dude's
you
no
idiot. Wow.
Let's give a mama a catch.
Chub, I think
a chance to, let's give a mama a chance to catch up. Let's see another person with what a weird fucking foreskin on that.
Yeah.
It looked like chewed gum they just put on top of it. Yeah. He was saving it for later.
It looked just like a cartoon elephant's trunk.
It like they had a foreskin surgery. Like they're like, bring it back.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite roast jokes of all time was the roast of I think it was Larry the Cable Guy. It was Renee Collier. Because Larry's parents didn't get him circumcised so that he would always have a place to put his chew while he ate his lunch. All right, let's see this broad's dick. All right, so this is a lovely brunette woman with some nice brown nipples, some tan lines.
How big is her cock?
Let's guess how big her dick is. Let's start the other way around the table. Right. Mr. Yang.
Man.
Tell us about that wang.
I'm going to say, again, she's got this very calm vibe, like, or I don't know, but I'm going to say rock hard, uncut, and let's say medium.
Mm.
Medium.
Okay.
Just average size.
All right. I'm going to say cut. I'm going to say, I want to go with like a half chub again. And huge dick.
Mm-hmm.
Huge dick.
Really huge. Yeah. All right. I am going uncut.
Okay.
Not hard. Medium. And I'm going not hard because I feel like they're on chemicals already. And that might not be the easiest to maintain, especially outside in the water. Now years ago, if I was doing this podcast, I would have said, let's guess the size of this swamp tranny's dick. But that's inappropriate. It's a swamp trans woman.
The swamp trans woman with a big old gator.
Yeah. So Lemaire.
I'm saying this lady, look at that confidence. She's very confident. She's long and skinny, so I say she got a huge hog. Looks Brazilian, and Brazilians are usually cut, so I'm going to say circumcised. And those were both the answers, right?
Yeah. It's hard, big, and cut.
Soft, big, and cut, yeah.
All right, let's see this lady's cock. Suspense is killing me.
Okay.
Hey, let's go. I nailed it.
I feel like I kind of...
How do we do?
It looks like a vase.
That's medium to me, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, how big is your dick, dude? Chill.
Half chub for sure. Are we in agreement on that?
Yeah.
That's a little fluffed.
And then, I mean, this is like a medium cut, actually. But it's definitely uncut, right?
Yeah, it's like a high and tight.
Yeah.
High and tight?
It's like cuffed jeans or something.
You know what? And this may just be, as a connoisseur... You don't see a lot of trans porn with full bush like that.
Mm. Mm.
That's a choice, and I like it. God bless them. They're just showing something off.
Yeah.
I also feel like they were tied to this tree at one point.
Maybe
and I don't know
are.
If that was a cultural thing or a punishment. let's see our next contestant, cocktestant. All right, this guy did not know his picture was about to be taken.
Yeah.
This is, we have a, not a twink, but a regular looking gentleman. Hairy chest. Happy trail that goes to his nipples.
Kind of looks like a stingray, you know? Like how,
yeah.
Yeah.
The flower, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, so just your average gentleman, let's say. Lemaire, let's start with you.
I'm going to go small, full circumcised, hard. I think, yeah, look how surprised he looks. He looks too surprised. He's like, oh, damn it, I didn't fluff up. So, yeah.
Soft, uncut, small.
Yeah.
Oh, so soft, cut, small. Soft, cut, small.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Can confirm.
I'm going to say he's like medium thick, cut, and soft.
Yeah, I'll say he kind of's got like, almost like a Sacha Baron Cohen character kind of vibe going. But I think just because I feel like for the diversity of the images, your team probably picked a little small guy here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go soft, small, and uncut.
All right. Let's see this gentleman.
Yeah.
So why fun.
I feel like your team has a preference for uncut dicks.
Yeah. They're just off their camera roll.
Yeah. The team.
This one has a twist.
This one has a twist. His dick?
Does this dude have a pussy?
Oh! Zoom in. But I was right about medium thick, though.
Zoom in for me. All right, so that is hard, that is medium, and that is cut. And also a gentleman with tribal tattoos a la D. Snyder's Strangeland with cum on his chin and throat.
That's my expertise right there.
Yeah, I was
is that real? Do you think that's real?
You know
real
what?
Cum
and, you know why I know it's real? Because it's on his hand, too.
Oh, guys, I'm learning so much. What was the velocity of the cum when he...
On his
that's
neck?
A decent shot.
Yeah, it's not like... It's fast and like hard, but it's not like splatter.
Now, Lemaire, as an expert... do you think this guy was jerking off over the other guy's face?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you think, what I think, he was jerking off while the other guy sucked his balls from under him?
Mm.
I think that's a ball sucking. His dick was up. It erupted. That's why it's on his hand. Went down his hand onto the guy's chin and Adam's apple.
I think he was sucking, then he started jerking, and then the guy started sucking his balls, and then he came on his neck.
I would like to think that he was just sitting there jerking off by himself, and then this guy just ran. And
oh, like a baseball game with on his back?
Safe! Yeah.
Well, I didn't see that one coming. How'd we do?
That one stumped you all. Yeah. Nobody got that one.
Damn it.
All right, so what's the current point system, and we'll do one more.
What is the point system?
Did we keep score at all?
I've been writing down what you guys all say, but I thought Alec was going to keep scoring.
All right, so based on the honor system, let's just say this one's for all the marbles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Family Feud rules.
Yeah. This last one's going to be worth triple points. So everybody's still in the game.
Ooh.
All right. We have a tattooed gentleman with a possibly retarded stare. He looks like he's either mad, confused, or hungry.
He's trying to stay hard, for sure.
Some abs. Definitely big on the V muscles again.
The gutters.
And let's start on the other end of the table and work our way here.
I just love that every guy that we see, LeBear's like, oh, they're trying to stay hard.
That's the face I would make when I'm trying to...
I do feel there's a little bit of a, like, kind of a Down syndrome-y thing in play here, which I think...
Which means huge.
Yeah, I might go just all out XL... Big guy, fucking rock hard, butt cut.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, because I have definitely...
Oh, you fucked this guy?
No. Fucked a guy who looks, had similar tattoos. And so let me just, based on that guy, long, like soft, hold on, big, soft, and definitely uncut.
Okay. This guy looks like he does blow to me.
Mm-hmm. He absolutely does.
I'm going to go hard, not impressive, cut.
Okay. Steve, I'm going to go soft, cut, and you know, I'm gonna go with Amama's expertise and give him a huger.
Give him a huger. All right, this is for all the marbles, all the dick knowledge on the pod.
Let's go, big dick. Let's go, big dick.
No whammies. No whammies. No whammies. No whammies. No whammies.
Yes! Hey!
Wow, that is...
he's not. Well, it's not soft, but
all right. 50. So this gentleman's got a piece on him.
I mean,
a pronounced helmet.
Oh yeah.
So we're going hard, large, and cut. Who did the best?
Dan wins this one. He nailed it.
Yeah. Let's go.
I hate losing to Dan.
Man, if we learned one thing today, it wasn't about dicks. It was don't mess with Asians on standardized testing. The leaders of the world on purpose. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank my guest, Amama Sundar and Dan Yang. My co-host, Lemaire Lee. This is Zach Amico on behalf of my co-host, Ian Fadanche, saying bye, guys. Hey, knuckleheads, want to win a PlayStation 5? Well, Yo Delta has your opportunity to win a brand new PS5. All you got to do is go to YoDelta.com to enter to win. There is no purchase necessary, but between me and you, Delta 8 products are great and will get you high, so you should totally buy some. YoDelta.com to win a brand new PS5. Hey, guys, before we get out of here, if you love this show, and I know you do, you're also going to love some of the other great programs available at GasDigitalNetwork.com. We're actually highlighting a show this week, Without a Country, with our friends Corinne Fisher and Shane Smith, two of my favorite people in the world. They're funny, they're informative, and to be honest, they're both very, very, very cute. The show is available anywhere you consume your podcasts. The entire archive is at GasDigitalNetwork.com. But the latest 15 episodes are up on iTunes, Stitcher, however you want to listen to the show. I think you're going to love it. Check out a clip.
So canceling is wild. And when conservatives are like, we're the non-cancel party, it's like Dixie Chicks, Colin Kaepernick, Nike, Ellen DeGeneres, Samantha Bee, Beyonce, Target, Jane Fonda. Remember when that movie The Hunt came out? And they were like, no, and then it had to go straight to thing. Remember when they protested NASCAR because NASCAR banned the Confederate flag? When people were breaking their Keurigs? Remember when Kathy Griffith had a fake cutoff head of Donald Trump?
Griffin. Kathy Griffith is a different person.
My bad, other person who I don't know. But anyway, it's wild that, like, listen, no one's on their high horse. You can't beat cancel culture by canceling, is my point. So when conservatives
I see in theory what they mean to sort of give them a dose of their own medicine. But yes, you are correct in that it's like, well, you've been doing that for years with music. Been a problem for a long time.
Listen, so it's just everyone does it. Everyone's guilty. This solution needs to be like. So, but politicizing it is just like laughable. They gotta not do that.
Well, politicizing things, as we've seen during the past year, is extremely dangerous. And like, I truly believe thousands of people died because COVID-19 was overly politicized.
Well, yeah.
And we'll probably continue to.
I was gonna say.
As people don't get vaccinated. Do whatever you want with your body. I really do feel that way. You certainly shouldn't have to do something that you don't want to your body. I'm very anti-medicine pretty much across the board, but I did get vaccinated.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I am to the point where it's like, hey, this is America. I guess this is what we do.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah, it's what makes us different from other countries is the choice is you are able to make that choice whether or not you want to get vaccinated, and I do think that's important. All right. And that's, yeah, that's another thing the left is like. The left is just with the shouting of like, get vaccinated, wear your mask. I was like, I'm doing these things because I personally want to do these things. But the way you're speaking about doing these things online makes me not want to do them.
Yeah.
Even if the result will be I will get sick or die.
People saying that they're going to continue to wear masks because they don't want people to think that they're conservative is... Absolutely. What did I tweeted about is making a mask that's a gun that points into my mouth because that's how it makes me feel when I read that. It's insane. Wow. So insane. How about don't wear a mask if you don't want to? Okay.
How about maybe where you stand politically, don't make it your entire fucking personality also.
It's just wild.
I know that's like a cute little tweet that's going around, like, you know, insert here, make it not your whole personality. Well, make your political identity not your whole fucking personality. Like, maybe have your own opinions about things. And then if you have your own opinion about each topic, maybe it'll be harder to fit yourself neatly into conservative or liberal. Because yeah. That's what's happened to me, and then just everyone doesn't like you. It's a nice place to be.
If you're vaccinated, don't wear a mask. Like, what are you doing?
Well, I was so mad the first, you know, I noticed a lot less people wearing their masks outside today just because I know such a large percentage of Manhattan is vaccinated. But like, as soon as they were like, you don't have to wear your mask outside, I didn't wear my mask anymore. And I was like, all you fucking hall monitors out here. That's what Manhattan is, such a fucking adult hall monitor vibe. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. It's just like, you love rules so much. You move to one of the most expensive cities in the world to follow your dreams, most likely. And then you can't stop following rules, you little bitches. I did all the things. I worked so hard to get that vaccination appointment. I got the second one. I waited the 2 weeks. I'm not wearing a mask anymore because that was the fucking agreement. What are you trying to prove? Who are you trying to be better than?
Yeah, it's fucking wild.
With your fucking mask.
I'm the same way. I just look at someone and I go, they're not wearing one. Okay. Why would I even think about it? There's nothing I can do. I got vaccinated. I did what I was supposed to do. I have no more thoughts.
Exactly. I did the things.
So fucking done, crazy. Moving on. For people to be like shaming each other about it. I'm just like, wow. Well, cool life. You seem cool.
It's just, everyone's just so interested in what everyone else is doing. But, it's like they want to pretend like they care so much about other people through pointing fingers, like get masks, get vaccinated. But it's like, you don't care about other people. You don't care about the well-being of other people. You just want everyone to be like you. And you're like, well, I got vaccinated and I had to wear a mask. So like, I made all these sacrifices, so you should have to too. I've seen full op-eds talking about all the quote sacrifices people made during COVID and how annoyed they are that other people didn't make it. Well, it's like, that was your choice. And I agree with the choice that you made, but then don't say, don't whine and complain about it. It's like, well, you could have not made those sacrifices, just like many other Americans didn't.
I
could have not stayed inside. Lots of people didn't. That was your choice.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, I lost last year. I lost more money. I lost more money than I made my entire life legally leading up to that year combined.
Mm-hmm.
In just because I was like, oh, this is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to not wear a mask, and I will fucking tombstone. I will body slam someone through a table if they question me. Like, it's wild.
I mean, I think, it just, both sides got so like almost like militaristic about everything. And it's like, there was a way to get through COVID. I'll read these things. Like, people are like, oh, I'm going to the supermarket for the first time since March 2020. And they're like 30 years old. I'm like, you're mentally ill.
Yeah, that's wild.
I don't know what to tell you other than you live a life in constant fear that is not based in reality. And it's nothing to be proud of. You really should see a doctor.
Yeah, and even then,
of the mind.
I saw people in Manhattan wearing like spacesuits. And like, cool, good for you. That's how you're comfortable to go out. But like, to just be like, I literally haven't gone to the grocery store for a year. It's like, get the spacesuit, dude. Yes. Do something, like, do more. I don't know. That's wild.
Some of my friends said things to me that I was like, I just, I mean, I don't. I don't even feel safe around you. Like, what if something happened that we needed to defend ourselves? You know, what if there was a public shooting? It's like, I can't carry you too because you have absolutely zero survival skills.
It's a very, very old Boy Scout joke. I don't have to be faster than the bear. I just have to be faster than you.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so there you go. Keep that in mind for next time you're in the wilderness or you're getting shot at. Also, don't zigzag. That's a myth.
Oh, is it?
That's yeah, good yeah. To know. Don't zigzag. Just run as fast as you can in one direction. It's very hard to shoot someone who's fast.
That's good to know.
There you go.
All right. Well, we spent a lot of time on that, but I mean,
zigzagging is good for alligators, though.
Zigzagging is good for alligators?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They can run super fast in a straight line. They can't turn for shit.
Holy shit! Thank you for telling me. I'm going to Florida soon. Gotta watch out
so
for that.
So bear, we're running straight. Alligator, we're zigzagging.
No, bear, you play dead.
Oh, bear, you're playing
unless dead. Unless you're with someone, because the bear will only kill one person.
Okay, yeah. Why?
I don't know. Bears usually like to play with their food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the bear will just do whatever, and then you get away. And then if it's a gator, you zigzag. And if it's a shooter, zigzagging doesn't work. Just run as fast as you can.
And Timothy Treadwell and his girlfriend got killed by the same bear.
That was a very hungry bear.
Yeah.
What, did they run? Did one of them run while the other one was getting eaten? One of you has to get eaten. Listen, that's a bad boyfriend. Because I would be like, run, babe. And then I would fight the bear, Legends of the Fall style.
Oh my god. How long have you, well, you're the second person I've dated who loves the movie Legends of the Fall.
It's a very good movie.
How long would you have to be dating this person to let fight a bear on their behalf?
Zero time. I would just be on my first date. Yeah, of course. I'm not going to let someone I'm with die. I take responsibility and be a man. If I'm with a person in the wilderness, I'm...
What if you're with another man?
Then we'll rock, paper, scissors for it.
Okay. Fair.
I would hope that they want to die with me if they're a man. Let's go to Valhalla together.
That's so weird, Chang.
What? And also, by the way, I'm a little into the idea of being killed by a bear. That's pretty cool.
That's a cool way to go. It fits with your whole personality.
Thank you.